Today is the sixth Sunday of Easter, year B. The date is the 5th of May, 2024. The theme that comes through in today's gospel is the joy of knowing you are loved. The gospel is John chapter 15, verses 9 through 16. Jesus follows the allegory of the vine with a core teaching here. He says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Abide in my love." One scholar says that this is perhaps the nearest approach to an authoritative command in John to obey a moral or spiritual precept. Abide in my love. The significance of this moral precept should not be underestimated. That it is the most radical of all moral precepts is made evident in John's first letter. "In this is love," John writes, "not that we loved God, but that he loved us. He sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." 4:10. Then, reiterating the teaching in the allegory of the vine, John adds in his gospel, "God is love. Those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them." Pope Benedict XVI writes beautifully of this in his first encyclical, in fact, the first words of his first encyclical in December 2005. He writes, "John offers a kind of summary of the Christian life. Quote, we have come to know and to believe in the love that God has for us. We have come to believe in God's love." In these words, the Christian can express the fundamental decision of his or her life. Being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. From Deus Caritas Est. Through him, with him, and in him, who is the embodiment of God's love, we find the depth and the height, the possibilities and the dignity of what it means to be human. The command to abide in my love is nothing less than a call to be fully alive. Recall Jesus' teaching arising out of the allegory of the Good Shepherd. "I came that you may have life, have it abundantly." The knowledge that we are loved is not an abstraction. It is an experience. It's also a gift. It's not merited, but we can discover it anywhere, anytime. If we pause long enough to listen and reflect in the ordinary moments of our days, we will slowly come to recognize that we are loved. And knowing that we are loved is the greatest source of joy available to us. What a difference it makes when we recognize that the Christian life is first and foremost a matter of being loved. Virtue, then, is a matter of letting God be God in us. St. Paul describes virtue not as the result of human willpower, but the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit of Christ gives birth to love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. See Galatians 5:22-23. How can we bear the fruit of the Spirit? Obey that fundamental moral precept. Abide in my love.